This is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by the CNA Insurance Companies and PIP Printing. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Big scare for former President Ronald Reagan and his audience at a National Association of Broadcasters meeting in Las Vegas today.
I believe the communications business has a key role in strengthening...
President Reagan.
A bearded man ran up onto the stage and tried to take over the microphone. Chris Berry, the news director at WBBM Radio in Chicago, was among the witnesses.
Former President Reagan was receiving an award from the National Association of Broadcasters when the man calmly walked up on stage, picked up the glass statue of an eagle which had just been presented to the president, and smashed it to bits. The man then made a grab for Mr. Reagan's microphone and shouted protests about a nuclear test which is scheduled to take place at the Yucca Flats testing ground not far from here later this week. The man was then quickly wrestled to the ground and former President Reagan was hustled off the stage. After a few minutes, President Reagan returned to the stage, finished his speech, and ended it by saying, "Now I'm going to go find that guy." Chris Berry for CBS News, Las Vegas.
The Secret Service has now identified the intruder as Richard Paul Springer, founder of an anti-nuclear group called 100th Monkey. He's been charged with assault on a federal officer. Other members of the group in town for a week-long series of protests say they had no idea Springer was planning the escapade. A bad day for shopping or anything else in downtown Chicago.
Thank you for calling Marshall Fields. The State Street store is closed due to a broken water main affecting several businesses in the downtown area.
Hundreds of thousands had to be evacuated from the area after water from the Chicago River leaked into utility tunnels and flooded building basements. We get more from Bob Crawford of WBBM.
Fearing possible explosions from water coming into contact with high voltage lines, city officials requested the evacuation of all government and commercial buildings in the downtown area. County officials scurried to protect marriage, birth, and death records from rising floodwaters. Mass transportation systems went into rush hour mode to haul evacuated workers back home. Bob Crawford for CBS News, Chicago.
Stan, it's your conscience.
Give me a break. I'm on vacation.
Aren't you worried about your business?
What's the worry? My partner's in charge.
Well, what if something happens to him?
Nothing's going to happen.
It could mean a fortune in taxes and the business on the auction block.
Now you're making me nervous.
That's the idea, Stan. You've got to plan for the future, and I'm not talking about your next vacation.
How can you protect your business against unforeseen events? With proper planning and life insurance from the CNA Insurance Companies. Independent agents who represent CNA can help you in a way other property casualty agents can't, with expert estate and business planning advice. That's because CNA is one of the few companies with consultants on staff who can help you avoid a forced sale and protect your heirs with intelligent estate tax planning.
All right, already. Now can I get back to my vacation?
Hey, at least you get a vacation.
Ask your independent agent about the CNA Insurance Companies. CNA, for all the commitments you make.
President Bush moves to cramp big labor style when it comes to union political spending. Randall Pinkston has details.
President Bush put the heat on big labor and the Democrats they support by spotlighting a 3.5-year-old Supreme Court decision. The Beck ruling prohibits unions from spending dues on political causes if the objecting worker is not a union member.
I'm directing that companies performing federal contract work must inform their employees in the clearest possible terms of their legal rights.
Which means posting notices in the workplace. New rules will also order unions to spell out how dues are spent. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, The White House.
The president's order, of course, drew immediate and withering return fire from the unions. AFL-CIO President Lane Kirkland.
This obsequious pandering to the ultra-right special interests of his party. The president has given hypocrisy a bad name.
The giant labor organization has moved a step closer to endorsing Bill Clinton for the Democratic nomination, with about 20 AFL-CIO vice presidents recommending the executive council issue the backing at a meeting early next month. More of The World Tonight after this.
A business update from PIP Printing. Research reveals that the average business form takes 25 minutes to complete, review, route, and file, costing you 833 hours per form per year. Fortunately, PIP can create that form in less time than ever. We can also store your master, make changes quickly, and print any quantity you need, which makes our order form the smartest form you'll ever fill out. PIP Printing, the best business printer in the business.
If you really start reading the journal every day, it starts to boost your confidence level because you know what's going on out there.
Real estate broker Philip Mosher on the Wall Street Journal.
The journal's gauging everything going on around us. It gives you the ability to interact with other people, and it makes you more credible. You're more of an expert because you can spot trends yourself.
The Wall Street Journal. Pick up a copy at your newsstand today.
I'm one step up because I read the journal. I know what's going on. That's really the whole thing.
South Africa's black leader Nelson Mandela has announced he's separating from his wife Winnie. We get details from Mike Sullivan.
Nelson and Winnie Mandela never had a normal married life. For 27 years of their marriage, Nelson Mandela was a prisoner, and Winnie became the symbol of black resistance to white domination. Mandela, giving no specific reason for the separation, said he continued to love and support his wife, but that numerous differences made it impossible to live together.
We have mutually agreed that a separation would be best for each one of us.
He did say, though, that the decision was not based on recent allegations of criminal activity by his wife, who was convicted last year of kidnapping and as an accessory to assault. Mike Sullivan for CBS News, Johannesburg.
More marital discord in Britain's royal family as Princess Anne files for divorce. Adam Raphael has that story.
It had started with a fairy tale royal wedding.
I am Elizabeth and Miss Louise.
Take thee, Mark. But it ended after 15 years with the princess, the only daughter of Queen Elizabeth, and her husband leading separate lives, and hints of infidelity, a scandal over private letters to the princess from a royal equerry, and a paternity suit against Captain Phillips by a teacher in New Zealand. But the significance of today's news goes beyond her own marriage. Some say it clears the way for her brother, Prince Andrew, to obtain a divorce from Fergie, the Duchess of York. Adam Raphael for CBS News, London.
When it comes to travel, you ought to be able to get what you want. That's what budget flex rates are all about. With flex rates, you get a low rate no matter what your schedule. An average daily rate that actually drops the longer you rent. And the ability to use flex rates on any intermediate through luxury car. Call Budget for complete details. If you want to travel your way, it's time for Budget Flex Rates. The smart money is on Budget.
And now, Hooked on Phonics joins forces with SRA Reading Laboratories, used by an estimated 60 million people around the world. Dr. Don Parker has adapted his SRA program, which teaches reading and comprehension for home study use. So now, with Hooked on Phonics, you'll learn to read. And with SRA Reading Power, you'll read to learn. For information, call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
Hard times at General Motors, losing $4.5 billion, and hard times for Chairman Robert Stemple as well. He was paid $1 million salary last year, 31% less than the year before, and that's it. No bonus or merit pay for the second straight year. Chemical Bank leading what may become a parade, cutting its prime lending rate a quarter of a point to 6.25. Chemical Chief Economist Erwin Kellner says it's a sign the bank has money to lend.
We're putting, in effect, our money where our mouths are by bringing down interest rates as quickly as we can.
A new round of cuts would put the prime at its lowest level since late 1976. It was a confusing day for Wall Street because of the prime decrease and the flooding in Chicago. The blue chips finally broke loose, advancing 14.5 points to close around 3270 on volume of only 144 million shares. The average price per share today was up 14 cents. 9 past the hour in this world tonight.